Let me say this. I will say that Illinois, I think it's called Evanston. There is a city over in Illinois called Evanston. And what they are doing is giving reparations to black people. Now, when y'all sent me this, I didn't believe it. And so I had to do a little bit of research myself. And I said, you know what? Before I do the research, what I'm going to do is just observe this with the people during the live stream. So it's a great way to start off the live stream. But then in addition to that, the couple, shout out to Trinity Life, shout out to Bilderberg Boy. The couple that was waving the guns at Black Lives Matters on their property, they've had their record expunged. So we're going to combine both of those into one segment. We're going to break it down. But before we get into it, let's get into this whole reparations conversation from the city of Evanston over in Illinois, a Chicago suburb. Let's talk about it.
A Chicago suburb is facing a lawsuit for paying out reparations to its black residents. Evanston, Illinois became the first municipality in the U.S. to launch a government-funded reparations program. But a conservative group has filed a class-action lawsuit claiming the program discriminates against non-black residents. For more on this, let's bring in Emmanuel Felton. He's a race and ethnicity reporter.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Let me put some stop up in it. You know I get easily distracted. Jesus Christ. Is this man Sasquatch? And I ain't even talking about his weight. I'm talking about all of the no shaving, no cleaning it up, no lineup, no nothing. You just wake up, let your mustache come on over your top lip. That don't bother y'all. When y'all mustache is coming over your top lip, you can feel that little piece of hair. That don't bother y'all. Y'all don't want to go and get the edgers and knock that off. Just going to let that keep coming over your top lip. Yo, honestly, when I'm looking at this guy, and again, I'm reacting to this in real time. When I'm looking at this guy, when I see all of the black spots, that could be a health issue. That could seriously be a health issue. He ain't even ironed his shirt. He just threw his shirt on over the little black shirt. Didn't comb his hair. No, none of that. And y'all expect for these women to just let y'all lay on them like that? I don't want to get distracted. Let's get to the reparations conversation. Jesus Christ. Y'all just be like, I don't believe that these people take showers on a regular basis. I don't believe that these people take showers on a regular basis. You are never going to convince me. I stopped at Iggy's Eggies. For those of y'all that's in Detroit, y'all know where that's at. Shout out to my dog, Mike. I'm going to be reading that super chat shortly. I stopped at Iggy's Eggies to get breakfast on my bike because I be riding my bike into work. I got a bunch of cars, but I really ride my bike more often than not, especially when the weather permits. And when I see people there, I see people get out of their car and they still had their pajamas on. And I be thinking to myself, you going to go home, get them same pajamas, get up under the covers, get in your bed, and go to sleep, and y'all gonna have the same outside stuff all over your stuff. And you probably got a cat at home. I don't believe that these people, even a little bit, is taking regular showers. You can't convince me. Don't even look like it. Not at all. And he probably could be a decent looking guy if he cleaned up. Probably can get him a girlfriend. Probably can get him some box. Neither here nor there. Let's get to it. He do need that teej, Kiana. Need that teej. Good God.
Reporter for the Washington Post who has been covering this story. What are the grounds for this lawsuit?
Yeah, so the conservative group Judicial Watch argues that this program discriminates against non-black residents of Evanston. So under Evanston's reparations program, if you either you lived in the city between 1919 and 1969, or you're the descendant of someone who did, and you're black, you qualify for reparations because the argument is during those 50 years, Evanston instituted a bunch of racist, segregationist housing policies that deprive wealth from the black residents of town. So they're saying this is our effort to rebuild the wealth that we deprive from you. Whereas Judicial Watch says you haven't proved exactly who was harmed by these policies. And so by opening it up to all black residents, you're discriminated against non-black residents. And this is really part of a larger wave of conservative challenges against programs that came up after George Floyd's murder, right? So we're seeing, with the last year's Supreme Court decision in the affirmative action case, that the courts are very weary of these programs that give benefits to certain ethnic groups. And that's sort of having a clash with all of these programs, both in the government and in private sector, like, you know, just recently this week, a program that was going to give black women in Georgia who were starting businesses, grants, was struck down by an appellate court. So there's sort of a clash here between, you know, how do we fix our age-old problems of racial discrimination in a way that really satisfies a federal judiciary that's really only interested in race-blind policy.
Okay, so let's experiment with this, right? Let's assume that all roads point to, reparations, whatever. What side, regardless of what side of the aisle you stand on, you for it, you against it, black, white, whatever. The first question that I always have for this is, who exactly is paying for this? Who exactly is paying for this? How can you also prove that somebody is a descendant of an individual? And then how far does it go? How many family members? How much money do you get per person? Is the city funding this? Is the state funding this? Is the federal government funding this? How can they justify it? And who is the person that's at the forefront of this? I always try to figure out who is paying for this. That's all my first question before we get into any reparations debate. I always try to figure out who's paying for it. Let me continue to see this.
Do you think the city will fight this all the way? I mean, what are they vowing to do?
That's what they're saying. You know, they refuse to comment for the story, citing pending litigation, but they're saying they vehemently support this program and they're looking to fight.
Somebody said, I mean, if we can afford migrants, that's the whole idea, is that we can't afford it. If you look at these states' budgets and you look at these cities' budgets, they are literally drowning. They are operating at a deficit. Every single liberal city that declared themselves to be a sanctuary city, from Denver to New York to Chicago to Los Angeles, Oakland, all throughout California, the whole state of California is operating at a deficit. They're all operating in the red. And then they're all paying interest on the money that they borrow in order to try to fulfill their budget. Meanwhile, because see, one wrong, two wrongs don't make a right. We not supposed to be funding the migrant crisis. They're all operating in the red. That's the whole logic of it. We can't afford it. That's why people are complaining, and that's why inflation continues to grow up. That's why the interest rates are so high.
It all the way up. And, you know, it's a program that they're very proud of. Evanston is very proud of being the first in the nation to institute something like this. But when you're the first, you know, you open yourself up to challenges that.
Somebody says census records go back into the 1830s and it's easy to prove if you're a descendant. Really? Some of y'all don't even know if y'all real. You don't even know who your real father is. Yo, Muck, listen. You don't even know who your real father. Some of y'all are walking around here thinking that your father is your father and your mother has sex with somebody else, and that's not even your real father. Census records? Really? 1830s? If you got a DNA test today, it's a strong possibility based off of how these people is moving out here, and based off of how mama and papa and grandma was out in these streets, that the milkman was probably your daddy. What are you talking about? Y'all just be, listen. Please don't get me started on a Saturday. Please don't get me started on a Saturday. Just because you justifying your nonsense don't mean that I have to sit here and listen to it and agree with you. Because I'm going to pull out all of the stops if we just going to go back into that.
You know, hopefully, you know, if you're the second or third, you've learned from what didn't work for the first.
The people are at the center of this, who would be the recipients of reparations. What are they telling you about this legal fight?
Yeah, well, you know, it's already happened. So Evanston's already paid nearly 200 people $25,000 each. So this is something that is already changing lives in Evanston. The question is, for all the people who were, so essentially how it worked is they pulled like bingo balls. And so if you were later in the poll, you are later in the wait list. So there's still hundreds of people on this wait list. And the question is what it will mean for them. It's already changed, you know, from the people I've talked to. It's already, I don't know if it's 25,000 has changed their lives as much as it felt like a significant acknowledgement to them of the harm that was really caused here and across the country by housing policy for 50 years that, you know, really deprived Black folks of the ability to build wealth in the same.
I wonder if Purple Label is sold out yet. I wonder if they went and got some new Hellcats and Chargers. I'm just saying. I wonder if they got some new Hellcats and Chargers. Do y'all know that just throwing money at something doesn't necessarily solve the problem? In a lot of instances, it actually makes the problem worse.
Same way that white folks were able to with programs like the GI Bill and such.
I got to be real quick with you on this, but do you think other communities are watching what happens here before they institute one of their own reparations programs?
Absolutely. This is something that it's already happening across the country. There are already people trying to institute these programs, and they're going to look to Evanston to see, well, here, what will the courts say here? I mean, we know in California, for instance, they tried to craft a class as they discussed the reparations program that wasn't necessarily race-based, but based on the fact that you were the descendant of a slave.
Anyway, somebody said, "Hey, do you sound like you're not with it?" I'm not with it. I don't believe in handouts, and I really don't believe in my tax dollars going to you feeling better about yourself because you didn't go through nothing. You don't even deserve nothing. Anyways, don't even get me started with that because I already know that that opened up a whole nother can of worms. Next thing you know, I'm battling against these hoteps out here in these streets. In addition to that, the records was expunged for the black or for the white couple. I think that they were over in Missouri that was waving guns at Black Lives Matter several years ago. Check it out.
Tonight, this gun-wielding couple's criminal convictions are being fully erased from public court records.
Well, it's nice to finally be in a situation where, once again, I can honestly say I've never been charged with anything, I've never been arrested for anything, I've never been convicted of anything, and I've never pled guilty to anything.
This week, a St. Louis judge expunged Patricia and Mark McCloskey's convictions almost 4 years after the couple clashed with Black Lives Matter demonstrators in a viral video that would become an enduring image of 2020's summer of unrest.
I wonder how many of y'all, because it wasn't just Black people that was out there. If you look, this is almost an exact picture of what was going on in all of these cities. As a matter of fact, I seen it happen in Detroit, and I actually took a drone video of it, of all of these people that was starting off at the police station, and they would go out, and they would go and march everywhere. And it was way more white people out there than Black people. Here's my question to you guys. How many of y'all, because there's some of y'all that's in this chat right now that's watching this live stream, how many of y'all actually feel like an idiot that you were out there giving your money to an organization, buying t-shirts, advocating for catching COVID, and marching with signs that you purchased from somebody that came up off of you, marching on behalf of an organization that took your money, finessed you, and didn't even stand for the thing that you was marching for? White people, Black people, I'm wondering, how many of y'all actually brought yourself back to the front of the congregation, or you was talking to your friends and family, or you was talking to your husband and wife? How many of these women dragged these men? Because I remember I had a debate with somebody on a panel, and it was like, I can't stand these men out here, including my man, because he don't want me to go out there late at night and be marching hard and stuff. How many of y'all bringing y'all? And the man was funny because the man was like, yo, part of my protection is telling you that you need to sit your butt back in this house. No, we need our man to stand with us. How many of these women finessed these guys to go out there and get your head cracked in? And y'all was out there marching on behalf of an organization, not only that was finessing you, not only that was a Marxist group, but also on top of that, you marched and you advocated for this couple out here that was protecting their property to catch charges, and now their records is expunged and nobody is going to say nothing about it anyway. Let me get a round of applause for y'all. How many of y'all put the blacked out symbol on your Instagram profile and you probably didn't even update it and it's probably still there? How many of y'all still got Black Lives Matters if you scroll up and you can see it in your Instagram profile? How many of y'all still got that? We gonna be all right. Stupid. Y'all had the nerve to argue with me. Look at all of them stupid white people out there. Look at these idiots with moccasins on, and we supposed to be 6 feet, no check, but they was out there marching without any kind of problem. Boy, oh boy. Y'all need to ask for reparations from Black Lives Matters.
Following George Floyd's murder, group was protesting police brutality and St. Louis's Democratic mayor when they reached the McCloskeys' home. The couple walked outside brandishing this AR-15-style rifle and pistol.
They tore down my gate. They stormed my neighborhood. They were trespassers, and they threatened my life and my wife's life.
A photojournalist at the protest told NBC News he did not witness anyone breaking into the neighborhood. The McCloskeys.
What do you mean? It was a private neighborhood. It was a gated community. If the gate is knocked down and people climb over it, then that means that people was in the community.
Charged, pleading guilty to misdemeanors months later, along the way finding a platform on the political right, even speaking at the 2020 Republican National Convention.
Make no mistake, no matter where you live, your family will not be safe in the radical Democrats' America.
Somebody said they disagree with me. Okay, well, it's Saturday. I got time today. Yeah. I got time today. Yep, I got time today. If you disagree with me, because y'all feel compelled. Yeah, you feel compelled. You said if you got to disagree with me, I got you, boo. I got you. Feel free. Come on down to the front of the congregation. Explain it to me. I just dropped the link in the chat. But listen, don't come up here saying, Anton, I love your content. I rock with you, big dog. Thank you for changing my life. I'm a bag chaser. This Saturday, I don't want to hear none of that today. I don't want to hear none of that. If you disagree with me, feel free to be froggy and leap. And if you want to have a conversation, we can have a conversation. If you want to have a debate, we can have a debate. We can play it however you want to play it. It's right there. The link is in the chat. See you shortly.
America.
Eventually, Missouri's Republican governor pardoned the couple, which means their crime went away. But now the related court records should be deleted.
Because of all the media attention. Because they've had so much media attention, what benefit do they actually get out of this expungement?
Anyone who's been involved in a high-profile arrest will find that the
expungement
to get rid of the court records. It doesn't get rid of the internet, and that can be a problem.
St. Louis City prosecutors and police have not responded to NBC's request for comment, but documents reviewed by NBC News show the city opposed the expungement petitions. Mia Doherty says she was one of the protesters staring down those guns.
When I got the notice or got the information that it was expunged after my tearful testimony of how it has affected me emotionally.
Because you shouldn't have been in somebody's neighborhood on somebody else's property in the first place. They should have charged you with trespassing. You should have never been on somebody else's property trespassing in a gated community that wasn't yours, that you don't pay HOA fees for in the first place. That was the problem. See, all of this could have been solved if y'all wasn't aligning yourself with a bad organization that was going to finesse you in the first place. And in the end, they still won.
Since that day.
I don't see nobody coming up.
It was disheartening to have to relive it. It just says that.
Ain't nothing like a Black woman that wipe her eyes and ain't no tears coming out.
You know, I don't matter. The way that my life was affected, it doesn't matter.
And tonight, Mark McCloskey is again defending his and his wife's actions.
Every citizen not only has a right, but a duty to defend themselves and stand up for their own rights. Because if we don't, this government will not. And the only thing that I would have done differently if I'd had advance notice was I would not have let him breach the gate.
When the McCloskeys pleaded guilty,
said I'm standing 10 toes down. The only thing I would have did different is they wouldn't even have came over the gate the first time.
Forced to turn in the AR-15 style rifle and the pistol seen in those viral images from 2020. Now, the couple wants those weapons back.
Thanks for watching. Stay up.
So, you lose in the end when it all comes back down to it. And again, let me drop the link in there just in case y'all missed it for anybody that disagree with me on that one. You lose. You lose in the end. You went out there. You caught the vid. You protested. Now you said that you was under duress. Money talks, BS walks. They got their records expunged, and they still standing 10 toes down. At the end of the day, you lose. Not only from them, but the real finesse came from the Black Lives Matters organization that finessed you. And y'all don't, what's the Black Lives Matters organization doing today? Let me see. Let me look this up. Black Lives. Did they even got a website? No. Or did they take the whole thing down? That's a bigger finesse than than Jay Morrison. This is so crazy. Check this out. I'm about to show this on my screen for y'all. I'm going to show y'all what they doing. This is what y'all support. This is what y'all with. All right. Ahead of the 10-year anniversary, Black Lives Matters releases the new Defund, and this was July 2020, the new Defund the Police ad and announces proclamation for new National Day. Meanwhile, Oakland is in chaos. Chicago, is the criminals is running rampant. Milwaukee, they leaving up Chicago, going to Milwaukee to steal cars. Migrants is busting through the gates. Y'all still supporting these organizations. Y'all so stupid. Bunch of crazy people. Y'all want so bad to be down. I want to be a part of something. I want to be a part of a movement, an organization. How come ain't nobody calling it? We got over 1,000 people on a Saturday. I don't even stream on Saturdays. Got over 1,000 people on a Saturday that has the opportunity to be able to get their rocks off. And I don't see nobody calling in helping me to understand why it is that they stand on what they stand on. Ain't that funny? Yo, listen. I be seeing so many live streams. I be seeing people coming in and talking tough and whatever. I'll be pulling up on their live stream like, yeah, man, let's have a conversation, or we can have a conversation in person, or we can do whatever it is that you want to do. Hey, I'm dropping the link inside of my live stream. You're more than welcome to be able to hold me accountable. This is all cap. This whole internet is cap, bro. Whole internet is cap. I'm not going for it.